In three seasons, Coach David Shaw has amassed a 34-7 record as a head coach of the Stanford Cardinal, and we're proud to join him here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as we introduce one of the newest members of the Philadelphia Eagles, safety Ed Reynolds, as we get to learn a little bit more about him. Coach Shaw, first and foremost, Ed Reynolds was one of the few players in the draft who was not a senior in this year's draft class. Why do you think that he was ready as an underclassman to make the jump to the NFL?
Well, you know, Ed's always been mature. I recruited him out of Virginia, and just a very smart, mature young man. Took his classwork very seriously in high school as well as in college. He's always been, I believe, a little older than the people his same age around him, if you know what I'm talking about. Very mature young man, ready for life, ready to be successful in life. And he's just one of those deals where he played well. Last year he led college football in return yards from interceptions. This year played well, and just after his 3 years of playing, felt he was ready to come out.
Coach Shaw, how much do you think it helped having the football background with his father, Ed, who was a linebacker in the NFL for 10 years and also worked in the league office?
Yeah, I think that was big for Ed because he's been around football his entire life. It's not too big for him. He's very serious. He can walk into any environment and fit in extremely well. This transition is not going to be one that shocks him by any stretch of the imagination. He's ready.
Coach Shaw, 2 years ago, Reynolds had 6 interceptions, earned third-team All-America honors. How do you think he grew as a football player last season? In your estimation, did teams try to shy away from him, knowing how deadly he could be if the ball came in his area?
I believe so. I believe, you know, once you have such a year like it had last year, I mean, it seemed like every other week he was picking a ball off and running it back for a touchdown. And this year, after putting that on film, a lot of people shied away from him. And Ed probably took some chances this year that he didn't take the year before because the ball wasn't coming his way. But at the same time, you know what? He's a good football player. He had a good year. He's a good tackler. He's faster than you think. And even I like to remind people, you know, in high school he played running back. That's where all those return yards came up. When he intercepts the ball, you know, he's thinking about touchdowns. He's thinking about breaking tackles, making people miss, and making big plays.
Coach Shaw, what type of football player? Give us a scouting report. I know you mentioned the sure tackling and, you know, the knack for being able to score a touchdown, but what kind of football player overall are Eagles fans going to see here with Ed Reynolds, the team's fifth-round pick?
I think one of those guys that works extremely hard, does what he's supposed to do, and makes plays that are there for him to make. He's just one of those guys that takes his job very seriously. He will prepare. He will work extremely hard, which I know the people of Philadelphia truly appreciate. Tough guys, guys that work extremely hard, do what they're supposed to do. And in a defense like they have in Philadelphia where, you know, you're counting on the guy next to you. You're counting on the other guy doing his job. Ed's a phenomenal communicator. He's going to know what his job is. He'll communicate with the guys that are there, and he'll do his job so his teammates can depend on him.
Coach Shaw, do you have a story about him to kind of showcase the type of person he is from your 3 years with him there at Stanford?
Gosh, it's tough. I think one of the best things to say about him was he went to a phenomenal high school down in Virginia. It's a kind of a boarding school, and it was one of those really, really, just upper crust type of schools to where they play good football, but there's so many other things going on campus. Where a lot of places like that, sometimes the athletes kind of slip through the cracks and don't take advantage of everything's there. I can't tell you how many academic awards Ed won there, how many character awards he won there. I mean, team captain, all those things coming out of a very, very prestigious high school arena where he was a superstar on the field. He was a superstar off the field. He was a superstar in the classroom and came to Stanford and has done nothing different. You know, superstar on the field, great person off the field, the kind of guy that you look at and say, gosh, you know, this guy could run for president one day. He could see him be a CEO one day. You could see him being a great football player one day. So to me, that's the thing that Ed gives you, that feeling of he's very serious, but he's also very approachable. But at the same time, he's one of those guys, when you meet him, you say, this guy's going to be successful.
Now, Coach Shaw, there are two players that the Eagles drafted from a rival school of Stanford in Oregon, in Taylor Hart and Josh Huff. Can you give Eagles fans a scouting report of what it was like to go against those players a couple times during your career there with Stanford?
You know, Taylor Hart, first of all, just big. You know, you get up next to him, he's big. He's tall. He's strong. He's got long arms. He's a hard guy to block. Some people kind of knocked his athleticism or something. He didn't have explosiveness. But when you play a 3-4 defense and you're one of those defensive ends, You got to be able to hold a point. He can do that. You got to be able to push the pocket, which he can do that as well. And he's another one of those guys, if you try to throw the ball over him, you just can't do it. He's going to deflect passes. So, I mean, he's a tough one to manage from that standpoint. And who was the second one?
Josh Huff, the wide receiver.
Oh, Josh Huff. And I was surprised to see how fast that he ran, that low 4.4. But I can't be the same completely surprised because the guy made big plays every year, big plays down the field. He made a play against us 2 years ago where we had him dead to rights, and he made a guy miss and then took off and outran our entire secondary. And he's got a chance to make big plays. He's going to fit extremely well in the offense. He knows what to do. He knows where to be. But to me, the biggest thing about him was, especially this last year, he made some really, really tough catches. Catches in the end zone with people draped over him, catches where he knew he was going to get hit and took the hit and made the catch for touchdowns and first downs, et cetera. So I think he's going to fit extremely well.
David Shaw, the head coach of the Stanford Cardinal, 3 years at the school as head coach, 3 BCS bowl appearances. Continued success to you, Coach Shaw, and thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Not a problem. Thank you.